Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're studying in the Gospel of John, and we're in chapter 18. And we've looked at Jesus' position in the garden, and we've also taken notice of his power in the pronouncement that he makes. But I want us to notice today his protection of his people. Jesus has just answered their question of whom they are seeking, and he said, "I am," and everyone falls to the ground. After everyone stands back up, Jesus asks them again, "Whom do you seek?" Now, you know at this point that the soldiers and Judas himself, they're afraid of answering that question again. But they do, and Jesus makes it clear to them again that he is the one they're looking for, and that if it's him they are really after, then they need to let the other disciples free. He demands it. This is a fulfillment of something Jesus prayed earlier. John chapter 17, verse 12, he says, "I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture may be fulfilled." Jesus continues to guard his disciples today. Nothing comes into the believer's life that has not been already sifted through the providential, sovereign filter of God. So take courage, believer. No matter what's going on in your life, you are guarded by the all-powerful King. Today, when you pray, please pray for Sean Richards and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Ware Ware LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.